The first day after the crucifixion of Jesus. For many of his followers, it was a day of mourning. For some, like his closest disciples, it had also been a day of hiding, lest the people turn against them as well. But for all, it would be a time of waiting. Waiting for the end of Passover. Waiting to see what life would be like after Jesus of Nazareth. For these Jews, it seemed as if they were always waiting. From the very beginning, after the fall of man, there had been given the promise to the people of Israel. And for the centuries that followed, the great prophets of Israel continued the promise that he would be a light, a redeemer and ruler sprung from the line of David, who would unify their faith and bring justice to their enemies. He would be called the Messiah, the Anointed One,
the Christ.
And so, for generations, they would wait, through famine, through war, through exile. And at the time when Jesus of Nazareth would begin his ministry, Israel lived under the iron fist of the Roman Empire. Messianic hope had never been so high. But while the children of Abraham continued to wait for the Messiah, a voice crying out in the wilderness was making ready for him.
There was a man sent from God that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. His name was John.
He is here! He is here! Repent! Prepare the way of the Lord, making a straight path. For the way of the Lord is righteousness. The way of the Lord is truth. He is the light, the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
John the Baptist was a powerful orator and striking figure, clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. And multitudes from all over Galilee came to the banks of the Jordan to hear and be baptized with a very simple message.
I baptize you with water in the name of God. Repent and turn towards the Lord.
Not all who went to hear John were baptized. The high priests and scribes from Jerusalem enjoyed challenging him.
Baptizer, what do you say about yourself?
Are you a prophet?
Are you Elijah?
I am just a voice of one calling in the wilderness.
We need an answer for those who sent us.
Tell us about the Anointed One.
I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry.
When can we meet him?
Yes, we would love to hear him speak.
I'm sure you would. Brood of vipers. Has someone warned you to flee from the coming wrath? You say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. Do you not know that the axe is already laid at the root of the trees? And every tree that does not bear good fruit is being cut down and thrown into the fire. Yes, yes, leave, good. The winnowing fork is in his hand. And he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire!
The high priests were not the only ones interested in John's message. It carried throughout Galilee, all the way to the heart of Judea, to Herod's palace.
Why do you listen to him?
I don't know. I find him curious.
I find him revolting.
I would very much like to talk with him.
You're much like your father.
Careful. I may share his blood, but not his obsession with their messiah.
If he is their messiah, you have nothing to worry about.
I don't think the high priests and the scribes feel the same way.
Why don't you just kill him? He's offended me and you.
He's offended all of Judea, which is quite an achievement.
What makes you think he is not the one?
He hasn't made enough enemies. But I suspect he knows who is.
At this time, Jesus of Nazareth was 30 years of age. And when it came to pass for him to begin his ministry, he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, where he fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. And while there, he would also be put to the test.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, Jesus, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. Take to heart these instructions with which I charge you this day, and press them upon your children. Recite them when you stay at home, and when you go away, when you lie down.
Let us go now to Bethlehem and see what has come to pass.
And let them serve as a symbol on your forehead.
For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior.
Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring him back to me.
Arise. Take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt.
In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning of Hadad.
Serving him with all your heart and soul.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, who has sanctified us with your commandments, and has commanded us to make our sons enter the covenant of Abraham, our father.
How precious!
May I praise him, for in this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel.
Thank you, Lord, for redemption has come this day to Jerusalem.
I will grant the rain for your land in season, the early rain and the late rain. Jesus. You shall gather in your new grain and wine and oil. I will Jesus. Also provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and thus you shall eat your fill.
Abba, are you my real father?
I am your earthly father. We are all his children, but you, Yeshua, are his only son.
Yeshua! Yeshua!
Yeshua! Where are you?
Had the people carried with them the burden of hatred and kept their weight for revenge, Moses would have taken the Israelites out of Egypt, but he would not have taken Egypt out of the Israelites. They would still be there, not bound by Egyptian steel, but rather their own chains of anger.
Yes. So what do you think God is saying to Moses?
I think he is saying, to be truly free, you have to let go of wrath. For that belongs to him only.
Unbelievable.
Jesus! Jesus! We have been looking for you for 3 days.
And found in a temple.
Incredible.
What a remarkable boy.
Jesus, how could you have done this to us? We have been sick with worry searching for you.
Ima. Why were you searching? Didn't you know that I would be about my father's business?
What kind of boy goes missing in a temple?
He's not just a boy.
Yet he is. I don't think he understands.
I think he understands fine. I think it is we who struggle. Why don't you talk to him?
And tell him what? Remind him that he's the Messiah? The anointed one, but also our son? I don't understand.
Joseph, I know why you're upset and angry. You don't want to lose him.
We already have. And what will they do to him when they find out who he really is?
They will worship him.
Not before they hurt him.
I baptize thee with water. Repent and turn towards the Lord.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Go in peace, my sister.
Rabbi.
Yes, James.
If we would like to know more. Is he really here?
He is.
I told you, Peter.
Hold on. And you baptized him, Rabbi.
I did. I saw the Spirit of God descending from on high like a dove, and it rested on him. And then I heard a voice from heaven say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I have seen and I testify that he is the one. He is the Son of God."
Where do we find him, Rabbi?
Well, he will find you, John. And when he does, you will no longer follow me. You will follow him.
Yes. We will.
Now go. Go and tell the others.
Yes, Rabbi.
Yes, Rabbi.
Son of Zechariah, someone would like to see you.
Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily.
Do you smell that?
You must be hungry. Why don't you turn those stones into bread?
So you can eat.
Man shall not live on bread alone,
but on every word that comes from his mouth.
I know the word too.
Why does he humble you so? Does he even love you? Stay here with me, dearest. We'll make our own world with our own rules. Eden remade. We share so much. He made me. Banishment, condemnation, shame. Just for living and loving under my own will. But what he has made for you is far worse. What kind of father would do that to his only son?
Enough! Forgive her. Passion is her only sin, and for that she suffers. When it is he who made her, he made all of us. Yet he made you one of them. Not only one of them, but from the lowest of the lot. The son of a carpenter and a child from some random tribe.
Lucifer. Son of the morning, I saw you fall from heaven.
Yes. But I was not alone as you are. What he's done to you, the sins of the entire world, on one man, and you alone must suffer them, all of them. And you will suffer. More than anyone has ever, ever suffered. A father's job is to protect, provide, and empower. Which is why he kept it from you, I suppose. Am I wrong? If I am, then throw yourself down. I'm sure he will command his angels and they will lift you up on their wings so that you will not strike your precious foot against a stone. So go ahead. Or are you afraid he won't? I suppose it would interfere with his grand plan if he didn't, ruining the more grisly fate he has in store for you. But you knew that already. He is despised and rejected of men, and we esteemed him not.
He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Yes. And wounded for their transgressions. You understand. Which is why I won't insult you like he has. Handing you free will, but restricting its use unless it serves his purpose. Let me show you something. Come. It's the one thing he got right. The world and all its pleasures. This should be all yours. So why the crucible? Why the terrible suffering and the sacrifice? For him? For them? I would never do that to my son. I would give him this world and all that is in it, as I would for you. And I will, at this very moment, sparing you the horrific sacrifice you never asked for, and relieving you of your part in his never-ending drama between him and his people. All you have to do is admit. Pay me homage. For I reward loyalty. I encourage free will. Let me be your surrogate father. Because he will abandon you. I promise you that.
It is said, you shall not put the Lord God to the test.
It is not I who have put you to the test. It is he. He has put us all to the test, a test of which only he has the answer, and a test that only results in one of two answers, his adulation or our misery. You know this to be true.
Again and again they tested and provoked the Holy One of Israel.
Seed of Mary. You think being the Mashiach changes anything? I promise thee, you will not come to be forgotten. You will come to be despised. I know so because I will see to it. They are powerless, ignorant, and easily seduced like their God and Mother.
Which is why I will forgive them when they seek.
And I will replace your mercy with my approval of their every wrongful deed.
Yet I will still whisper my love for them.
Then I will make the world louder and louder!
And I will wait and find them in their stillness.
Not if they are busied by my distractions.
It is finished. Lucifer, you are the father of lies and you have lost. It has already been written.
And it is being unwritten by me!
Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water, O Lord, the God of Israel.
Then go, die for them, and in time I will show them how to live for me. I will drown the world in a sea of creeds and philosophies until your word is nothing but a tributary.
Open your eyes,
and I will give unto them a new God, greater than truly in themselves. I will teach them that their will is greater than his, that love is life, that pride is a virtue,
that their bodies are theirs to do as they please.
But the work of men's hands.
I will even teach them that their very nature is subjective.
Therefore they were destroyed.
I will fill themselves up with themselves, giving them knowledge and technology, and with each advance they will withdraw from you, farther and farther. And as you continuously cloy and beg for their attention, I will be content in their ignorance. When they tire of the void your absence leaves behind, I will be there to widen it!
To see if there are any.
And when it comes to pass, when I have succeeded at making the sacred profane, subverted the truth, and summoned the abomination of desolation, after every war I ignite, every disease I incubate, every famine I birth, every waking tragedy of my design, only then will you even enter their corrupted minds. Only then will they send up their lamentation to shame, not to praise you, but to curse you, saying, "What kind of a god would allow this?"
Satan! I rebuke you!
The town of Nazareth was an obscure little settlement in Lower Galilee. It had no major roads or notable monuments, and it was a place not even mentioned in the Book of Moses. Though born in Bethlehem, it was there Jesus was raised, the son of Joseph and Mary. After his sojourn in the wilderness, as was his custom, he returned to Nazareth and went to the temple on Shabbat. Worshippers took turns reading from the sacred text, and when it was passed to Jesus, he stood up to read.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to recover sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
These verses were read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, and were clearly understood to have messianic prophecy.
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
And the eyes of all who were in the temple were fixed upon him. And he said to them,
"I am here to tell you all that I have come to preach this good news."
What is the meaning of all this?
Is that not Joseph's son?
What are you trying to say?
I am saying that on this very day, the sacred scripture that I have read and has been heard with your ears is now being fulfilled before you. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news I bring.
The Anointed One had just announced himself. The Christ was here. Leaving Nazareth, Jesus went to Galilee and gathered his 12 from among John's followers.
We should have gone farther out.
Water is cooled. Best to stay closer to shore.
Not that cool.
Yeah, you would not know because you stay in the boat, Peter.
What do you call a fisherman who does not like to get wet?
A smart one.
Good fisherman, have you caught anything?
No, we have toiled all night and caught nothing.
Then perhaps these fish will come in the light of day.
Who is this?
I don't know.
My friend, we were raised on these waters. There are times when fish just do not like to be caught.
Have you tried casting your net to the other side?
Friend, I just...
No, Peter. Do as he says.
Why, John?
Please.
Anything to keep John happy. Let's go to the other side.
Oh.
Happy, John?
Yes.
No need to be raw, Peter.
We have been out here all night. Do you not think that if I knew we could catch some fish by simply switching the net to the other side, I would have tried it? What? Need some help.
Need a lot of help. The net is breaking.
Come on.
Oh, so many.
Who is this?
He is the one the Baptist spoke of. It is him.
Come with me, and I will make you fishers of men. And you too, Peter.
Among his first 12 were brothers Peter and Andrew, the sons of Zebedee, James and John, Philip, Judas Iscariot, Matthew, Thomas the twin, James, the son of Alphaeus, Bartholomew, Judas, Thaddeus, and Simon the Zealot. Jesus gathered them and then began teaching his gospel. And his message was no longer the promise of the kingdom of God, but a bold proclamation that the kingdom was a present reality. All one had to do is turn towards him and repent, and all were invited.
Tell us more about this kingdom, Rabbi.
Well, it is like a wedding. It is like...
Jewish weddings have always been steeped in tradition and ritual. And the wedding metaphor would be a profound and recurring theme in Jesus' gospel message. It could only be specially ordained that his first work of wonder would be at one.
What do you mean we're out of wine?
That is what I'm being told.
In Jewish culture, hospitality to guests was considered one of the highest orders of responsibility. Such a miscalculation would have been a great humiliation for the bride and groom and their families. Mary, the mother of Jesus, knew this and did not want to see it happen. So she gathered the servants and sought out her son.
Jesus.
Ima.
They have no more wine. Do whatever he tells you.
This is your home.
No, do not.
But they have run out of wine.
Mother, what does this have to do with me?
You can fix this. Give us a moment, please. Yeshua, share with me.
Woman, my hour has not yet come.
My son, your hour was written before time. And it will bring many sorrows for me. But it will bring joy and salvation for a great many more. And I have been waiting for this. Now give your old Jewish mother a hug and give these people some wine to celebrate with.
How can I say no to my mother?
You cannot. Come. This is my son. Do as he asks.
Go to the outer court where the water pots are placed. Fill them with water, away from the guests, and then bring them to me in the courtyard, as you wish.
What is going on? The guests have been promised more wine. We have
it's
not...
It's been taken care of.
It has been taken care of? How? You, there.
Yes, Lord.
Where is this new wine?
We have not seen it just yet, sire.
What do you mean? Speak! What's going on?
Is here all right, Master?
Yes, right there is fine. Thank you. Just wait outside for a moment.
Heavenly Father, only through you.
No, no, no! No! What are you doing?
Serving the wine, Lord?
No, you are not. take it back. At once!
You!
Every host has always set aside the good wine, and after the guests have had their fill, then the inferior. But you have kept an exceptional wine until now. Bless you.
Thank you.
Silence! On behalf of the bride and groom, we thank you for coming. And please fill your cups with this wonderful wine. Bless this house and bless this couple, that they will always enjoy God's favor.
L'chaim!
And this was only the beginning. The beginning of many incredible signs and wonders that would manifest his glory among believers all over Judea.
Bow to your king, Baptist.
I have seen you before. You have heard the message I bring, but you do not listen.
You are a righteous man, though my wife would not agree.
She is your brother's wife.
Abraham, Jacob, Solomon had multiple wives. Some, like David, even took the wives of others. How is that different?
Well, they wrestled with their sin, and they sought favor with God. You seem to do neither.
No. I do what I must as tetrarch of this province in which you so freely live.
I live free. That's not because of you, but for the one I make ready for.
The Anointed One?
Yes.
And what is his name?
He has many names. Emmanuel, God with us, Lamb of God, Prince of Peace, Lion of Judah.
What is his name?
Oh! Answer your king.
Tell me.
You'll know him soon enough.
And when is he coming? When is he coming?
He is not. Because he is already here. But you need to hear and listen to what I next say. I baptize with water. But he will baptize thee with fire!
Take him away.
With fire! Repent! 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 Repent!
It had been over 500 years since the last of the great prophets of Israel had foretold of the coming Messiah. The Christ indeed was here, the Anointed One, the Son of God. And the wait was now over.
If you want to learn more about what it means to follow Jesus, visit thechristpodcast.com. Adapted from the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this is The Christ, Episode 2. Starring Tom Pelfrey, Paul Walter Hauser, David Oyelowo, Patricia Heaton, Courtney Hope, and John Rhys Davies as the narrator. Created and written by P.G. Kusheri. Directed by P.G. Kusheri and Mark Ramsey. Produced by Mark Ramsey and Jim Young. Executive produced by Jason Sharp and Carissa Rogers for the Faith Podcast Network, a division of Northwestern Media. Casting by Jillian O'Neill. Produced in association with Casey Wayland and Wayland Productions. Sound design and editing by Macy Larson and Casey Wayland. Script supervisors, Macy Larson and John Black. Music selection by Vicky Lucas. Additional audio production by Jordan Fair. Production manager, Tatiana Kelly. Production assistant, Joshua David. Principal recording at 48 Windows in Santa Monica. Engineer Eric Garcia. Coordinator Shalyn Vontour. Special thanks to Carmen LaBurge, David Guffey, Marcus Peters, Michael Grunwald, Ziv Fisher, Company 3, Brian Anderson, David Armstrong, Insight Studios, Terry Watson, Carl Bliss, and Fred Bellotto. The Christ is an Isaiah 43:10 and Mark Ramsey Media production.